KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
This is AM 1220 KJN Atlantic, Iowa, and FM 101.1, the station where your friends are. At 8 o'clock, we have 73 degrees as your current temperature, and we look for a partly cloudy sky here today with hot and humid conditions and a high of 91 with southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in state and local news. News is brought to you here this morning by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. The source of a major fire in Exira early Friday morning remains under investigation. Exira Fire Chief Mike Bintner said the call about a fire at Jerry's Bar located at 100 West Washington Street was reported around 2:50 a.m. Bintner said it quickly became obvious that they were going to need a lot of help to fight that two-story blaze.
We summoned several fire departments around here because they said they had heavy smoke and stuff coming from the building. We had 26-plus departments here. Hauling, shuttling water, plus one private outfit, Landis, has brought us water.
Aerial ladder trucks with high-pressure hoses and snorkels were on hand from Atlantic and Harlan. Pumper trucks were on the scene from Adair, Anita, Elkhorn, Exira, Cumberland, Messina, Lewis, Greenfield, Fontenelle, Bridgewater, Griswold, Manning, Persia, Portsmouth, Manila, Denison, Dow City, Arion. Also, Coon Rapids, Stewart, Menlo, and Casey, just to name a few. In addition, traffic control and support was provided by Audubon Police and the Iowa State Patrol. Emergency medical services were also on hand. Water was trucked in from Audubon in a former gravel pit. It's unclear how many gallons of water were used, but the chief said the aerials alone used 1,200 to 1,500 gallons per minute. There were several rubber bladders set up around the building on the street to store load after load of water for pumping on to the building. Chief Bintner said the fire had started in the bar at Jerry's.
And three additional buildings have been lost because of it.
And those businesses, including a craft and arts consignment store, a psychiatrist's office, and a couple of living quarters, were lost there in the blaze. The state fire marshal is on the scene to try to determine how the fire started. In addition to the unprecedented show of support from the fire departments who traveled more than 30 miles to assist, Bintner spoke highly of the community's support of those firefighters.
People bringing in food, water, everything. Cattlemen's come down. There's watermelon and everything. It's just great. Community's back and helping the fire departments.
And some of the items donated to keep firefighters going came from businesses and citizens in Atlantic, as well as other surrounding communities. Jerry's Bar was recently renovated to include a new roof and deck area. The deck was relatively undamaged, but the rest of the structure was a total loss. And scenes were split crewing overnight to keep tabs still on that smoldering site there with the fire. KJAN News Time is 8:03.
At Cass County Health System, we're here for the surgery that matters most, yours. When you need surgery, it can feel overwhelming. That's why we do everything we can to create a positive experience for you to get you back to great health. Our team of nurses and board-certified surgeons understand that you'll have questions and concerns, and they are ready to take time to discuss your surgery and recovery with you. As part of CCHS, our primary care providers work closely with our surgeons, monitoring your health before and after any procedures. And if you need physical or occupational therapy, our full-time therapists are on site for inpatient and outpatient needs. Best of all, we're close to home so that your loved ones can be nearby throughout your stay. At Cass County Health System, you'll know that you are in capable, caring hands because we are neighbors caring for neighbors.
In other local news, a Red Oak woman was arrested by Adams County Sheriff's deputies on multiple charges after being caught on a private camera. On July 10th at 5:30 a.m., sheriff's officials received a call about a truck parked in the middle of 260th Street near Nottoway. The property owner had cameras set up on the property and had captured pictures of a male and a female. The female was identified as 20-year-old Amanda Dawn Kessler of Red Oak, who was involved in a previous car chase and burglary. Kessler was subsequently arrested on charges of burglary, criminal mischief, trespassing, and theft. She is being held on $5,000 bond. The Atlantic Police Department reports two arrests in the past 2 days. Thursday, July 13th, Atlantic Police arrested 37-year-old Dicey Christensen of Atlantic on two Cass County warrants for unauthorized use of a credit card. She was taken to the Cass County Jail and booked in. On Friday, Atlantic Police arrested 54-year-old Larry Will of Atlantic for OWI and driving while license denied or revoked. He was taken into custody and booked into the Cass County Jail. Officials with the Glenwood Police Department on Friday arrested a Pottawatomie County man on a warrant for sexual abuse. 77-year-old Donald Brammer of Council Bluffs was being held in the Mills County Jail on a $210,000 cash bond or surety. No other details were provided. Members of the Cass County Board of Supervisors on Friday adopted a resolution approving Audubon County's plan of reimbursement to Cass County for county attorney services rendered to Audubon County. Cass County Attorney David L. Wiederstein and Cass County Assistant County Attorney Mark R. Bosworth are currently serving as the acting Audubon County Attorney and Assistant County Attorney. The resolution affirms that the board desires to classify them as employees of Audubon County and to compensate them for their services offered to Audubon County for as long as they're acting in those positions. The agreement, if approved by the Audubon County Board of Supervisors now, serves to compensate Cass County for county-paid benefits plus expense for legal research, registrations in schools, and dues and memberships. Witterstein's annualized base pay rate will be $100,000, and Bosworth's annualized base pay rate will be $40,000. Cass County will serve as the administrative and fiscal agent for the agreement. Audubon County shall reimburse Cass County an amount equal to 35% of all payroll and county-paid benefit expense and expense for legal research, registration, schools, and dues and memberships. The plan of compensation and reimbursement is effective as of July 1st of 2017 and will remain in place until otherwise changed by the board. The supervisors also passed a resolution approving the contract and bond executed by Manats Incorporated of Brooklyn, Iowa for the Glacier, Buck Creek, and Echo Road paving project as it pertains to the Elite Octane Ethanol Plant project. President Donald Trump has nominated two men to serve as U.S. attorneys in Iowa's northern and southern districts. The Trump administration announced Friday that the president has nominated Peter E. Deegan Jr. as U.S. attorney for Iowa's northern district, based in Cedar Rapids. Deegan now works as an assistant U.S. attorney and is the chief of the northern district's criminal division. The president also nominated Mark Krickbaum as U.S. attorney for the southern district of Iowa, based in Des Moines. Krickbaum now works as an assistant U.S. attorney in the northern district of Illinois and previously worked in the Iowa southern district office. The nominations are subject to Senate approval. Five people in Iowa are among more than 400 people charged with taking part in health care fraud and opioid scams that federal prosecutors say totaled $1.3 billion in false billing across the country. U.S. Attorney Kevin Vandershell in the Southern District of Iowa says the five were indicted in two schemes involving the distribution of opioids. He says 47-year-old Sean Marie Widener of Hamburg is charged with multiple counts of possession with intent to distribute hydrocodone and oxycodone. Charged with conspiracy and distribution of the drugs are 31-year-old Mark Edward May, 32-year-old Cheyenne May Jones, 37-year-old Clara Ann Milks, and 40-year-old Jeremiah Jones, all of Missouri Valley. Federal public defender Michael Lee Smart said Thursday that it's too early to comment on how the Iowa defendants will plead. And a Southwest Iowa hospital has joined a national campaign that encourages bystanders to assist in a bleeding emergency. The Daily Nonpareil reports that CHI Health Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs received more than a $25,000 grant from the Lus Hills Healthcare Coalition to take part in the Stop the Bleed campaign. Barb Roenfeld is the hospital's director of emergency services. She says the hospital will teach area healthcare workers how to train non-medical people on how to stop serious bleeding in an emergency. Roenfeld says the training has focused on people with medical backgrounds, but future training will include non-medical personnel at the hospital. CHI Health says someone can die in as little as 5 minutes from uncontrolled bleeding. Roenfeld says the national campaign began after the 2012 Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting. Taking a look now at world headlines here this hour. A resident of a Honolulu high-rise that caught fire likened the scene to a horror movie, except that it was real. The blaze at the Marco Polo residences killed at least three people and injured 12. Authorities say the fire broke out Friday afternoon in a unit on the 26th floor where all the dead were found. The building did not have fire sprinklers. NATO's Secretary General says on the first anniversary of Turkey's failed coup that any attempt to undermine democracy in any one of the allied countries is unacceptable. Jens Stoltenberg also paid homage to about 250 people who lost their lives resisting the failed attempt. He praised the Turkish people who took to the streets and stood up against the heinous act in defense of its elected government and democratic institutions. Germany is confirming that two German tourists have been killed in a knife attack at a hotel in the popular Egyptian Red Sea resort of Hurghada. The assailant, Egypt says, is a 28-year-old university graduate from the Nile Delta. The German Foreign Ministry says it now has the sad certainty that two German female tourists died in Friday's attack. It didn't give any other information on the victims. A marijuana dealer gave police a grisly account of killing four men on his family's farm. According to court papers, Cosmo DiNardo said he crushed one of them with a backhoe after shooting him and tried to set three of the bodies on fire in a metal bin with the help of his cousin. DiNardo pinned one of the deaths on his cousin, Sean Kratz, who was charged Friday, although Kratz told police that DiNardo shot all four of the victims. A new Muppet is joining the cast of Afghanistan's version of Sesame Street. Zirak, a four-year-old boy whose name means smart in Afghanistan's two official languages, will join six-year-old sister Zari, whose name means shimmering. Zirak, who enjoys studying and learning, will show boys in the deeply conservative Muslim nation the importance of respecting women. That's a look at news. We'll check funeral announcements next. News time is 8:11.
Great health and wellness don't happen by accident. They happen by design. That's why Cass County Health System was designed to include multiple branches of healthcare in one system. A system designed to have a positive impact on our patients and the community. Cass County Health System includes Atlantic Medical Center, Cass County Memorial Hospital, Eye Associates, Southwest Iowa Mental Health Center, and Southwest Iowa Surgery. We have the resources, knowledge, and experience to care for you and your family. And we're always listening to our patients to find out how we can improve. We take those words to heart and use them to help us design the future of Cass County Health System. And our future in Cass County is bright. With more than 350 employees, we're proud to be a major part of the local economy. But most importantly, we're proud to be neighbors caring for neighbors.
In your funeral announcements, Betty Brown, age 79, of Cumberland, died June 13th at home. A luncheon to celebrate the life of Betty Brown will be held today at 10:30 a.m. at the Cumberland Community Building. Roland Funeral Home Atlantic has arrangements. Paul G. Christensen, age 92, of Elkhorn, died Sunday at the Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn. Funeral services for Paul G. Christensen will be held here today at 10:30 a.m. at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Kimbolton. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbolton has the arrangements. Dorothy Elaine Anderson, age 88, of Wahoo, Nebraska, a native of Jacksonville, died Tuesday at Saunders Medical Center. Funeral services for Dorothy Anderson will be held today at 11 a.m. at Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Henry Lee Fugate, age 57, of Atlantic, died July 3rd at Atlantic Specialty Care. A gathering of family and friends for Henry Fugate will be held today at 11 a.m. at Sunnyside Park Camblin Edition in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home Atlantic has arrangements. Doug Peterson, age 66, of Carbon, died Saturday at the Corning Hospital. A memorial celebration of life party for Doug Peterson will be held on Saturday here today at 5 p.m. at Doug and Patty's home, located at 1421 175th Street in Carbon. The family invites you to bring a dish to share at the potluck during this celebration of Doug's life. Ritchie Funeral Home of Lenox has arrangements. Cy Peterson, age 85, of Elkhorn, died Thursday at Murtu Memorial Hospital in Harlan. Funeral services for Cy Peterson will be held Monday at 10:30 a.m. at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church in Elkhorn. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbolton has the arrangements. Jeffrey Animal J. Wise, age 57, of Marnie, died on Wednesday at home. A celebration of life graveside service for Jeffrey Wise will be held on Monday at 11 a.m. at the Brighton Township Cemetery northeast of Marnie. Roland Funeral Home Atlantic is in charge of arrangements. Irene Tremel, age 66, of Erling, died Thursday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Mass of Christian burial for Irene Tremel will be held Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. at St. Joseph Catholic Church in Erling. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. And James A. Stone, age 88, of Burnsville, Minnesota, died Thursday at the Emerald Crest in Burnsville, Minnesota. Military Graveside Services for James A. Stone will be held on Wednesday at 10 a.m. at the Evergreen Cemetery in Oneida. That's a look at your news and funeral announcements here on KJN. News this hour brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.